wash my mind and wash my mouth and wash my ears and wash my eyes, if he could wash my hands and then wash my, if he could clean me up. I'm trying to tell you there's some hope for you. I once was lost.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. But
now I'm fine. You know I was blind, but thank God I see I was dead, and yet I am alive. And it's all because of his sacrificial love. If God's done anything for you worthy of his praise today, why don't you give him glory? The doors of the church are open. Why don't you give him glory today? Our time is far spent. Our time is far spent. The doors of the church are open.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
She said, if I may touch. Because she's been in sin for 12 years.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to be going to doctor after doctor, to grand doctor after doctor after doctor after doctor. And they said, take it on. Lying to you. Some people believe in a doctor for everything. And if that case, take both these pills and you just take them. Because what is that? Now don't get along, doctor, doctor, pill. But I'm talking about a doctor that ain't never messed up a person. We talked about this Bible study the other day. That how God took a man and made a woman and out of him. God is something for that, because the Bible says that. Now, as you look at the chapter,
somebody will bless you. Every now and again, he'll bless
Now, at least every Sunday, I sit right there on that boat and call each and every one of them back. I know y'all ain't now. I don't have to say y'all prayer for y'all. I sit right there and hear all y'all want because I got a relationship with the Lord. Bless my man, I'm going to go bless you. How many of you know that when you're blessed and anointed man of God, all you're doing is open up a window for you to see?
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I wouldn't have helped him. I'd be on the street somewhere dead. That's what the devil do. I'm just being like. All around us, we need to come out into the world and go tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. What he has done for you, how he has set you up, or how do you fight, how he has fought.
Last night, me and my wife
get down there and meet you in the spouse and cry together. Just talk to all those stuff there. But those days said last night, he and I, when we cry together. Yes. And that's what this woman has to do. She's crying with this husband. Yeah. Because can't nobody, can't nobody do that for her. Now, because she's a sinner all her money. Yeah. And you know, the friend that she had, 1 or 2 years maybe, they say, but they don't know about their business. Talk about it up and down the street. How many of you know people like that? Who would they do something for you and go back and talk about it? Man, that ain't nothing. You got to talk about it. You got to talk about it. You just give it your death. I know when I was 5 years, I told my mother before, I said, boy, I stopped going, and I pulled up my clothes and found my shoe every time. Some old folks talk to that. It is late. And I was sitting down one moment, and I was talking to the tenants of the Monte Center. I remember that song, Wake Up Everybody. But Mama was, it was hard on Mama. Daddy had his own, but he got 4 feet up there.